a lovely event at Rushmore Park today, and we have
Cameron
here with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about him and what he does and his involvement in mental health.
Yep, so I'm Cameron. I am the creator of Camp Calm Space, which is a local mental health group designed to help adults and also adults who have children who are struggling. We're based in Yorkshire and Humberside, and we are here to create a calm, a safe and an empowering environment. We're wanting to give the confidence for people to talk and let them know that there are more options than just going to your GP. There's in this wellbeing event that we're at today, that's why Cam's Calm Space is here, to help network, build their contacts and help each other out. I got into mental health in 2019. I witnessed and dealt with a public suicide at Doncaster train station. After that, we ended up going to work next day, acting like everything's normal. 3 months down the line, myself, ended up having a breakdown. I got diagnosed with PTSD, and I started using negative coping mechanisms to deal with the pain, the hallucinations, the flashbacks. And in the January of that year, it was then time for me to get help. I went to my GP, he gave me a number for the community links, highly recommend it, made me able to talk. I also did Andy's Man Club, which is a group and just for men, based UK nationwide, over 26 locations. And that helped me learn to talk. That was my hardest thing. It was learning to say, I'm not okay and I need that help.
Yeah.
And that message there is that it is okay to ask for help and it is okay not to be okay. And that's not just for men, that's for females, non-binary, no matter your age, doesn't matter, position at work, doesn't matter.
Yeah, because this isn't your line of work really, is it?
No.
This is something that you've just fallen into, and it just shows that anybody can have an interest in mental health.
Absolutely. And you don't have to have something happen to you to get into it. You can find courses on read.co.uk for free. A lot of employers now do mental health training. There's information all over the internet. Dr. Julie Smith on TikTok, she's brilliant at explaining little subjects in mental health like stress buckets, anxiety, panic attacks, depression, schizophrenia, all of them. There's too many to name under that umbrella, but they're 50 seconds long, these videos, and they're really easy to understand. And anybody can make a difference. You don't even have to have any mental health background. Just asking that question, are you okay? Or how's your day been? And if you feel like somebody's saying, yeah, I'm all right, but in your mind you're thinking, are you actually?
Yeah, waving, not drowning, or drowning and not waving.
That's it. Ask them again.
Yeah.
Just say, you sure you're okay? You look like you've got something on your mind. Just that little indication to let people know that you're here to listen. And that is all it takes to help somebody get out of a dark place or begin to get out of a dark place. And there's lots more tactics as well. If you don't feel comfortable talking, try journaling. That was one of my big ones. I got 86 days straight journaling and I didn't speak to a single person because I literally wrote it down in my book, closed it and didn't look at that page again.
Yeah.
And nobody else saw that book, so I knew I wasn't being judged.
Yeah.
Didn't have any of those feelings.
It's a good start.
Yeah, and you start to build that confidence
to actually get it out and talk about it, even talk about it in your own head.
That's it. The hardest part I found when speaking to people from my mental health first aid and my group, Cam's Calm Space, is the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
The acknowledgement that something's not quite right.
Yeah.
And once you've acknowledged it, all it takes is, yeah, something's not right. I'd feel really anxious, nervous whenever something happens, or for example, like me, I couldn't walk on the pavement right at the start. I had to walk on the curb closest to the edge of the road just because in my brain I'm thinking I'm the closest now to that road, nobody can get in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was sort of when that happened, I'm like, I can't do that anymore. It's not safe for me.
Yeah.
And it's putting worries on anybody in the group walking with me. But it's only until you acknowledge these things that you can have a look online, speak to your GP, go to the charities like Community Links, talking about loss. Talking about loss did loads for me as well with breathing.
Because even though it wasn't somebody you knew, I'm sure it was still a lot to grieve over, really.
Yeah, it's sad just seeing somebody's life over in an instant. And also, at the same time, it was close to the anniversary of my cousin, who passed, unfortunately, due to a driving incident where he was the passenger in the car. And yet, just different tactics to cope, breathing mechanisms, mindfulness, crafts, sports, literally anything you enjoy doing is a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And it's just
tapping into them.
Tapping in and bringing it out. And when you found something you enjoy, keep doing it. Yeah. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about your club. So it's based online at the moment.
Yeah, so Calm to Calm Space, it's based online at the moment. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn. Facebook has the biggest following. That's usually where any online groups are held. There are big plans for the future. I don't want to give too much away.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, so we are looking to reopen face-to-face groups. Now COVID restrictions are easing up. We're going to start competitions for photography in autumn. Do a little challenge, do some walks and talks. And we're also building a website at the moment to get it really official, get us off the ground. And yeah, we're just really looking forward to talking to people, getting them involved and getting more ideas from anybody. Just come on the page, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, come on the page and just tell us what you'd like to know, what you'd like to see on the page.
Yeah.
Any specific topics.
And if anybody wants to help as well, I suppose, if they want to be involved in getting these face-to-face off the ground, then...
Absolutely. Any volunteers will be greatly appreciated. There's no limit on them that we can have. We'd love more. The more volunteers we have, the more groups we can put on, more walks we can put on.
Absolutely.
So yeah, please just contact Cam's Calm Space or myself, Cameron Smith, or give me a call. My phone's 07880601192. And yeah, get in touch if you want to volunteer, if you feel like you need somebody to listen and have a coffee with, somebody to go on a walk with, anything, any time of the day.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me on this podcast.
No problem.